You're listening to The Rolling Wave on the Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And Jeff Hoyt.
Oh, hello.
Who's here making us sound good and saving our marriage at the same time. This is April of 2026, and we're going to start off with some banjo music from Enniskillen, who we saw about a week ago.
One evening, by a river of discontent, I chanced to meet with old Tom Payne as a running down the road he went.
said, I can't stop right now, child. King George is after me. I have a rope around my throat and hang me from the Liberty Tree, but I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Said I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone, but ever since the first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. They say I preached revolution. Let me say in my defense that all I did wherever I went was talk a lot of common sense. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Tom Paine, he ran so fast, he left me standing still. There I was, a piece of paper in my hand, just standing at the top of the hill. And it said, this is the age of reason, these are the rights of man. Kick off religion and monarchy, it was written in Tom Paine's plan. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Old Tom Paine, there he lies. No one laughs and no one cries. Where he's gone or how he fares, no one knows. No one cares. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own, to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
And that was Paul Harrigan from his CD called Waves Soundscape, which is a musical accompaniment to a series of poems about the voyage, a kind of a mythological voyage of Earl Haakon, who several thousand years ago or a thousand years ago traveled through on his ship down basically to Byzantium. And this particular poem is called Sailing into Byzantium, which was Greece. And he made his way to Africa and through Russia again and eventually to Greenland. And anyway, it's a great CD, and you can read the poems as you listen to the songs, the tunes. And before that, we heard Alex Sturbaum with Kat. Why don't you say something about that song?
Okay. The song was on Alex's album called Loomings, one of the earlier ones. Alex is amazing. That was not one of their songs. That was a Dick Aukin song. But I'd suggest checking out Alex at any moment that you can. Sturbaum. That was great. Tom Paine's Bones, the name of the song.
And we started things off with Enda Skahill off of his CD called Pick It Up, which is his most recent CD from 2022. He won the Steve Martin Banjo Prize in 2022.
There's a Steve Martin Banjo Prize?
Yes. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he's the founding member of We Banjo 3. And the name of those tunes were Fahey's, The Sporting Pitchfork, and PJ King's. And we just heard him with Natalie McMaster and Ross Ainsley and the whole McMaster clan. And I'm drawing a blank on the singer.
I am too. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah. Don't look to me.
One of our favorite singers. Well, we'll look it up and we'll get back to you.
She's from Capercaillie.
Yeah, just fantastic.
Kind of a superstar in Scottish music. And we went to see them with our good friend Bill Hughes, who we grew up with, who now lives in Bremerton with his lovely wife, Deb. We had dinner with them, and then we went out to at the Admiral Theater and then left at intermission because we didn't want to get home late.
No, isn't that the way?
Old people. Yeah,
we stayed through the second half, which Bill said was fantastic,
we wouldn't have
gotten home till 2 o'clock in the morning. So.
Well,
we're not young enough to do that anymore.
I think it's worth saying, though, that Bill is another one of the kid. When we were young, he was another one of the kids who picked up bagpipes like you did.
Yeah.
And we were all in, what, third grade or something? Fourth?
Sixth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I jumped the gun, as often happens.
Third grade was when it kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
And then John was older than he looked.
Yeah, definitely. Now it's reversed. And I look older than I am.
There were a lot of kids who were playing pipes. Boys.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let us play. That was the thing then.
Wouldn't
what?
Like girls.
No, they wouldn't. Yeah. It's true. It was, let's say, so strongly discouraged that it wasn't going to happen. I wanted to play. Of course I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an anomaly even then for that to happen. But
that makes no sense. There's was that true of any other instrument? Like it was boys only or girls only?
Well, I would say we weren't necessarily encouraged to play things like bass guitar, drums, that kind of thing. But it wasn't really a part of the picture. It wasn't really part of the conversation. That one was, I think.
Yeah, you know, it has to do with the whole military thing, military connection.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, now you'll see women even in military pipe bands.
Oh, okay. That's progress.
It took a long time, though.
I haven't had a male student in 25 years.
Really?
Yeah, all of my students. I haven't had a lot of students, maybe a half a dozen in the last 25 years.
Yeah. You do now, though. I mean, but that's...
Yeah, that's true.
which is, but it is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, and meanwhile, I mean, these things show up, but usually and people aren't really conscious of them. They don't actually say no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It was like, you know, girls weren't allowed to be altar boys in the church.
Similar prohibition thing. Or frowned upon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think there was a real prejudice against women in old time music and bluegrass and other kinds of traditional music. I don't know that for a fact, but it seems like it, just looking at the recordings and things.
I think it's pretty obvious to see how the change happens. I mean, you can see that there's so much of that not happening with younger people, but mm-hmm. it shows up in people our age and right about there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In ways that I don't think they're aware of.
Well, like, I think Elizabeth Cotton's a pretty good example of somebody who just, you know, was a master at her art, but it wasn't until the people she worked for, the Seegers said, oh my God, she's a musician.
Yeah.
You know, and then because she was just a person who worked in the kitchen, but it turns out she was also a fantastic guitar player and singer
and songwriter
And then in the 70s, they decided to kind of break her out, and or 60s, I guess it was the 60s. And then I think the Grateful Dead that covered one of her songs.
I don't know. I don't remember. That's a gap in my knowledge completely.
I saw her once in the 70s. And
did you?
Yeah, with Mike Seeger.
Oh, man.
At the Museum of Science and Industry in Seattle. And she's made some comment about how she got ripped off by some band. And I think it was right before I don't want to spread rumors.
Now I have to find out. I want to consult the Oracle.
Okay.
Google.
The one you have in your hand.
That's right. In my hand.
Okay. So
open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm going to attempt this name, Yarla O'Liarnid.
Well, I'm not here to tell you you're wrong.
Yarla. You remember when we
Yarla
first.
Yarla O'Liarnid?
Yeah, Yarla O'Liarnid. Yarla. Yeah. Yeah, we asked Dennis Cahill, we lost him a few years ago, but when he was still around, we asked him how to pronounce it. I said, how do you pronounce this name? Spelled it out, which took forever with spell check, because it's an Irish name. And he said, carefully. Yeah. And then he just said, Yarla, like your ear.
Yarla. Yarla. This is the Gloaming 2. That's their CD called Brassland, and this actually has Dennis Cahill on it.
Yeah.
So the name of the song is The Pilgrim Song. Thank you.
Lăsă-și chelguie de iștus. Vine-i forte handalov. I'm so
Lasser, yeah. Upon my dying day. my soul to soar forevermore. Above you go within.
And that was Dolores Keane singing with Dadannon, Galway Bay. Before that, we heard Ian Hardy from his great CD called Breath of Fresher Airs. Mm-hmm. And that was Dramasi Muir. And we started things off with the Gloaming Pilgrim Song. It's kind of a memoriam set. Dolores Keane passed away recently, and which is very sad. And Ian Hardy passed away quite a while ago and is still greatly lamented as a loss to Scottish music. And then in the gloaming, our cat's good friend Dennis Cahill passed away, what is it now, 3 or 4 years?
I've lost track. It yeah. seems more recent than that, but I don't think it was. Really.
Yeah, laments are a big tradition in this kind of music. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to honor those folks. And I'm going to move along here to Liz Carroll, another one of Kat's associates from Chicago. And this is...
Still very much with us, we should say.
Still very much with us, yes. Yeah. No, the last set was the memorial set. Memoriam set. This is the Alive and Kickin' set.
We're no longer lamenting.
No longer. We're going to... This is the first tune. I love the name of this tune. It's called Barbara Streisand's Trip to Saginaw.
Great. Thank you.
Kentucky New Whiskey, oh. And it's Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, John rides her up from down below. Whiskey, 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 oh, out the long this yard must go. John rides her up from down below. Whiskey here, whiskey there. Whiskey almost everywhere. Keep your coffee, keep your tea. Whiskey is the drink.
Keep your beer, but bring that whiskey bottle here. I thought I heard the old.
that was Patty Keenan, the unmistakable Patty Keenan off of his Long Grazing Acre CD. And those were a bunch of jigs, The Lost and Found, The Hag of the Churn, and The Wind Off the Lake. And before that, we heard Pint and Dale. Something about whiskey. I don't know. A lot of it.
There's a lot of whiskey in that song.
A lot of whiskey. And then we started things off with Liz Carroll from Chicago. And that was Barbara Streisand's Trip to Saginaw and Michael Connell's. And the reason it's called Streisand's Trip to Saginaw is that she was doing a gig in Saginaw and they were staying at a little inn. And the claim to fame that was that for that inn was that Barbara Streisand had stayed there. The idea of Barbara Streisand in Saginaw, that's weird enough,
but that there's probably a plaque.
Yeah, right.
Engraved plaque.
Yeah.
On the wall.
That's a bit, I don't know what that's like.
I don't
know. You've been listening to the Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston,
John Daly,
and our good friend Jeff Hoyt.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm right here.
Yeah, that's right. And Jeff's son, Eli, has received... We're keeping our audience up to date on Eli's progression with the...
The hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Went over to, like, Nuremberg somewhere to pick up his custom-made hurdy-gurdy.
That's awesome.
Now he has to learn how to play it.
I don't think you can get an off-the-rack hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any hurdy-gurdies made in China. But there might be.
Oh, there probably are. I don't have any idea. But it's a pretty specific thing. It's great instrument.
I will find out how he's doing with that and update you on our next show.
Well, if he ever wants to join us and
play a little hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, if he's got a hurdy-gurdy playlist. I don't know.
Is there such a thing as a hurdy-gurdy playlist?
We'll make one. Well, we want to thank everybody who supports The Voice of Vashon. We want to thank all of the people that run The Voice of Vashon that allow us to come in here once a month and make these and play our favorite tunes and songs on the air for you good people who support the station and listen in. And it's just such a kind of a miracle that this radio station exists. And
quarter of a century now.
Yeah, and Jeff was gigantic part of making it happen.
Yeah, it just kind of all, it was like lightning in a bottle, truly was.
Yeah.
Everything was just right at the time, and when we started the station and thought we were going to get an FCC license, and then we didn't for 15 years, we just decided to be a streaming station for a while and kind of tread water until the FCC came through, and they finally did, and all the other radio station groups across the country who similarly did not get a frequency pretty much folded up their tent.
Wow.
And we were one of the few that hung in there.
All right. So, well, gosh.
It's really too bad. We all miss the days of independent radio, more independent radio.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. We grew up with Crab.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Did you ever hear about Crab?
K-R-A-B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Listen to that every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of commercial radio.
Oh, God. Radio was, in my house, it was WGN in Chicago. We'd come in the mornings with Wally Phillips doing the morning show. And I'd listen to Wally Phillips and all the things he did that just I thought were so inspiring and funny. And I totally ripped him off when I became a DJ.
All right.
Did all his bits.
Uh-huh. As you do.
Yeah.
People who are listening probably recognize Jeff's voice because you are kind of a superstar. Superstar.
Whether you know it or not, where have I heard that voice before?
Yeah.
Because it's all over the place.
It's around.
Yeah. So we're
not so much these days. I'm semi-retired.
Yeah. What projects are you working on? Can you talk about it?
I just did the History of Seattle in Short Stories documentary that airs on KCTS at the end of May, I think.
Wow. Cool. In there.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. It's a bunch of short stories with different narrators, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of the non-star of the group. There's Eddie Vedder and Rick Steves
oh,
and
wow. yeah.
all these local luminaries are narrating these little short 5-7 minute stories about Seattle
yeah.
history. And then they have so many of them that they needed somebody to kind of fill the gaps. So I'm kind of their in-house narrator.
To me, you are the Eddie Vedder of voices. Okay, well,
we gotta get out of here.
Yes, right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to go out with a classic from the Water Boys, Fisherman's Blues.
Tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet flag with abandonment and love. Oh, ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head. Train.